Hi, welcome to another inspirational message by Pastor Alex Pappas, Senior Pastor at Oceans Unite Christian Center.
All right, let's go to 1 Samuel 30, verse number 1. I'm going to share a story with you. Because there's something we need to see this evening. God told me to do this while we were worshiping, and I said to him, but Marilyn's not here. And when I got up here, she was here, so I thought, okay, it obviously was God. And then I wasn't going to do it, and he said, do it. Amen. You see, you cannot understand what took place a few minutes ago. I don't understand what took place a few minutes ago. But I know that God is going to be doing some powerful things in this church with some of these people. But in order for that to take place, more of Him and less of us. Amen. Paul said, I die daily. I never used to understand what that means. Except sometimes I feel like I'm dying every day. And I want to talk to you more about the hand of God, but I feel tonight I need to release a word to you that is so important for us right now, because God has impressed upon us to do certain things, and some of us will always take up that mandate, and some of us will do it, and some of us will do it as best we can, and some of us will go through seasons where we can't do it because we're tired, or because we're weary, or because the enemy's come against us and we're just in a place where it's not so easy. And I want to show you tonight a story that I've actually taught out of before, but I want to show you a principle tonight that I believe is so important for us as a church, and I really feel it's a word of the Lord for us right now, for us as the body and also for the city. So I hope that you will be blessed. Let's go to 1 Samuel chapter number 30, verse number 1. Now it happened, when David and his men came to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south of Ziklag, attacked Ziklag and burnt it with fire, and had taken captive the woman and those who were there, from the small to great. They did not kill anyone, but carried them away and went their way. That's a miracle right there. So David and his men came to the city, and there it was, burned with fire. And their wives, their sons, and their daughters had been taken captive. Can you imagine? They come back, and when they get home, they find that this city's been raided. It's been burnt down, that their daughters and their children have been taken away. It's a bad situation. Verse number 4, then David and the people who were with him lifted up their voices and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess, and Abigail the widow of Nabal the Carmelite, and that has nothing to do with caramel, had been taken captive. Now David was greatly distressed, and rightfully so. Can you imagine? The people's, the wives are gone, his men's wives are gone, the children are gone, the city's been raided, everything's been burnt down. This is not a good situation. The people began to weep. David was weeping and the people were distressed. Now David was even more distressed. It says, for the people spoke of stoning him. So it's so bad that the people now want to kill David. So that's where he's at. His own army, who's no normal army. His army are mighty men. Amen. His army are warriors. These guys are the real deal. These guys are blood, sweat, and tears. They'll give you their life. In fact, one of them, you know, he wanted a drink from the pool of Siloam, and he's desperate for it in another story. And these guys go all the way and do an impossible, like Navy SEALs kind of mission. And they come back with the water. This is the kind of warriors that these are. And David is so touched by what he does that he takes the water and he actually pours it out and says he's not worthy. But these are the kinds of guys that go into the deep cities and they fight battles that are just not normal. These are real serious men, and now they want to kill him because things haven't turned out the way that they expected. Verse number 6, now David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and his daughters. But watch David's response. But David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. That's the first thing we need to look at this morning. When an attack comes against you and everyone even turns against you, there's one key. Strengthen yourself in the Lord. Stay close to God. We all wonder so many times, why is it that David was a man after God's heart? It's because of stuff like this. That when all the pressure's on, when he sins, when he falls, when he gets attacked, when his enemies come against him, he always goes to God. And the incredible thing about a person that has that kind of faith, that always trusts in the Lord, it's amazing how God always makes a way for him. How God always rescues him. Listen, it doesn't always work out the way he wants it to, but God's always there to comfort him. God's always there to restore him. And so it can be in our own lives when things go really, really rough. If we constantly remember to strengthen ourselves in the Lord, that He can restore us and rebuild everything. Amen. Amen. So David, then David said to Abiathar, verse number 7, the priest, Ahimelech's son, please bring the ephod here to me. And Abiathar brought the ephod to David. So David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue this troop? Now you must understand, there's no cell phones like there are today. So they couldn't phone and get information about whether the kids were okay and the wives were okay. They didn't know what the situation probably was. They probably knew very little. Everything looked like a mess. For all they knew, their children were dead or their wives were being, who knows what was busy taking place. But David goes to God and says, Lord, what must I do? Must we go after them? Is there a hope for us? And God responds to him powerfully. And he said, and he answered him, pursue, for you shall surely overtake them and without fail recover all. So David went. Now watch, he and 600 men who were with him and came to the brook Besor, where those stayed who were left behind, they were too tired. There were some of his men that went to a certain point, and the grief and everything they'd been through, obviously the spoils and going through different wars, they were at a point where there were certain of his men, which is totally abnormal for these guys, that just weren't prepared to go any further. Even though David knew that the word of the Lord was with him, they didn't want to go further. Watch this now. But David pursued, he and 400 men, for 200, that's a lot, stayed behind, who were so weary that they could not cross the brook Besor. Then they found an Egyptian in the field and brought him to David, and they gave him bread, and he ate, and they let him drink water. Let's move up to verse 17. Are you guys okay? I'm going to get somewhere in just a few minutes, okay? Just hang with me. I don't have too much to read. A lot of scripture today, amen? Then David attacked them from twilight until the evening of the next day. Not a man of them escaped except 400 young men who rode on camels and fled. So David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away, and David rescued his two wives. Amen. And nothing of theirs was lacking, either small or great, sons or daughters, spoil or anything which they had taken from them. David recovered all. If you inquire of the Lord, if you seek the Lord, when there's trouble that comes, and you pursue with the voice of the Lord, even if half the people that are with you decide they're not going to go any further because it's just too much, God will give you the victory, and He will help you to recover everything that the enemy has taken from you. Now watch, because this is where it gets interesting. But now keep in mind, 600 men started the battle. They got to a certain point where 200 of them must have thought, look, this is just too much. We can't do this anymore. 200 of his men, a third of his men, stayed behind. The 400 went forward. And they had some provision, food and stuff was given to them before they went into battle. They went into battle and they won the battle and recovered everything with spoils of war. And I mean, they came back fat and sassy. Now watch, verse number 20. Then David took all the flocks and herds they had driven before those other livestock and said, this is David's spoil. Now David came to the 200 men who had been so weary that they could not follow David. Now, before we read on, take it off real quick, because I know some of you are like reading quickly. Now can you imagine it? 200 didn't take part. 400 men went in, win the victory, have the spoils. They come back. And the first thing they do is they go to the 200 that didn't take part, that didn't come with their wives and children and the spoils. And what do you think the response would be? Let me ask you the question this evening. What would your response be to those who perhaps didn't go into this battle with you? But keep in mind, these are 600 men that have fought and bled and died with David in battle before. But this time they grew weary and they didn't go into the battle. Now, if we're honest, we'll come back and go, you ain't getting nothing. I know Mike would do that for sure. It's no doubt. Those poor young people, God help them. I would be more like David. Okay, let's have a look at what happened. Okay, let's go. Verse 21, let's read from there. Now David came to the 200 men who had been so weary that they could not follow David, whom they also had made to stay at the brook Besor. So they went out to meet David and to meet the people who were with him. And when David came near the people, he greeted them. Then all the wicked and worthless men of those who went with David. It's interesting, I love that. So David goes into battle with 400 willing men. They come back to the 200 who stayed behind, and God refers to them as wicked and worthless. Let's read it again. Verse 22. Then all the wicked and worthless men of those who went with David answered and said, because they did not go with us, we will not give them any of the spoil that we have recovered, except for every man's wife and children, that they may lead them away and depart. So in other words, we want nothing to do with you anymore. You can have your wife, you can have your kids, but all the treasures and all the spoils and everything that we have, we're keeping for ourselves. Depart from you, you from me, you who practice lawlessness. Now watch. We will not give them any of the spoils that we have recovered, except every man's wife and children, that they may lead them away and depart. Verse 23. Everybody say, but David said. My brethren, you shall not do so with what the Lord has given us, who has preserved us. You see, immediately these wicked men that went with David think that they got the victory. David immediately refers to the battle this way. He says, you shall not do so with what the Lord has given us. David doesn't take the glory. David doesn't take the victory for himself. He says the only reason why we actually won this battle was because God said before we go into battle that He's already going to give us the victory. David knew whether there was 400 men or 600 men or 200 men, God already said that you will overtake them and you will have the victory. So David knew it, but the men, they believed that it was their own doing. Now watch. Let's read from the beginning. But David said, my brethren, you shall not do so with what the Lord has given us, who has preserved us and delivered us into the hands and into our hand the troop that came against us. For who will heed you in this matter? But as his part is who goes down to the battle, so shall his part be who stays by the supplies. They shall share alike. Wow. Wow. And so it was. Look at what it says. And so it was from that day forward. So in other words, every king and every kingdom before this, more likely when they came back, the guys who didn't go into battle were either killed or sent away. But from that day forward, King David made a proclamation, and he says that he made a statute and ordinance for Israel to this day. So in other words, if some of the men grow weary, if some of the men don't go into battle, if some of the men stay behind, we will fight on behalf of those men, and they will also have the victory and share in the victory just like we did. And here's the word of the Lord to you this evening, is that sometimes you grow weary. Sometimes you get tired. Sometimes you can't be at the prayer meetings. Sometimes life begins to happen and things just get a little bit rough. But God has already given us the victory. And when we are strong, we will continue to fight the good fight of faith. We will intercede. We will stand in the gap. We will fight the good fight. We will pray for our city. We'll pray for our president. And if there's anybody that just doesn't have the strength to do it, so we should be like David was. In our house, if your wife is tired, if she's struggling, if she needs to be picked up, if she needs to be carried in the spirit, husbands, take your responsibility as the high priest in the home. Go and close your closet door. Go onto your knees and begin to intercede. Begin to stand in the gap for your marriage, for your children, for breakthrough, for strength for your wife. Wives, if your husband lose their job or become discouraged or they don't see breakthrough and they were trusting for breakthrough, take yourself into your closet, close the door, begin to intercede on behalf of your husband, begin to pray, begin to stand in the gap, share the spoils with them, share the victory with them. Can you say amen this evening? Well, you know, Pastor Alex, we fasted in January, but you know that one? That one didn't fast. That's why they're not getting the breakthrough. I fasted for that one. You fasted for that one. Well, that one didn't pray, Pastor Alex. That's okay, I was praying. That's okay, you were praying. And that's what we do as an army. That's what we do as the body of Christ. We stand in the gap for each other. And when it's going rough with you and it's going good with me, I'll fight for you. When I'm struggling and I'm down, you better fight for me. And we will share the spoils. We will share the spoils. Everything the enemy has taken from us, he will pay us back. In the name of Jesus, I declare it and decree it tonight. It shall be so.
Well, you know, I didn't fast or pray. I don't expect a breakthrough. Well, I expect a breakthrough for you. I expect a breakthrough for you. I expect a miracle for you. I expect the unexpected for you. Because my fasting and prayers will not go unheard. God already said it. He said, if you do it, if you stand in the gap, I'm going to change the city. Let's take it a step further. Let's take it a little further. If other churches don't pray, we're going to pray. If other churches don't fast, we're going to fast. If other churches don't believe, we'll believe. And they can share in the spoils. They can have the city with us. They can see revival with us. But we're going to fight. We're going to fight. We're going to fight. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our mentality has to change. We are no better than anybody else. Because your ability to pray, your ability to fast, your ability to be in relationship with God is by grace. You can't do it on your own. You can't. You cannot. I know, I've tried. Doesn't work. Doesn't work. There are people here tonight. You are going to be set free. You're going to be set free because you've been struggling. You don't understand why you haven't had the breakthrough, but you feel like you're not worthy of the breakthrough. Well, I'm here to tell you this evening that the word of the Lord to you tonight is that there is a church. There are people that are fighting for you. We will stand with you. We believe God for your breakthrough in this church and even outside of this church. Listen, God has spoken. He has already told us that Vero Beach belongs to Jesus. Vero Beach belongs to Jesus. And we're going to fight for the city. We're going to pray for the city. We're going to fast for the city. We're going to trust God for the city. And when anybody else receives the spoils, we'll rejoice in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! 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 Please, if you have come here tonight, I beseech you, brethren, I really like saying that lately, by the mercies of God, listen to me. Don't leave here the same way you came in. You walked in defeated, don't leave defeated. You walked in broken. You don't have to leave broken. You walked in discouraged. You don't have to leave discouraged.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching. For more teaching like this and other material, please visit our website at www.oceansunite.com.